Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Proverbs Podcast 6th episode. My name is Jaquise Price, and on this episode, I am going to be discussing forgiveness. Before I was able to record this episode, God revealed to me some unforgiveness that I had in my heart. And it was something that I didn't realize because I was going about my day being nice. I was responding in a kind and courteous manner. But when I would see certain people, negative thoughts would be in my mind. And so through that, I was unable to discuss this topic because I had to deal with the unforgiveness that was in my own heart. Forgiveness is it's a funny thing because we often want forgiveness for ourselves, but we fail to extend that same grace to others. We often feel like if we have been done wrong in any form or fashion that we must get our proverbial lick back. We can't stand it when someone has hurt us in some form or fashion or if they have done us wrong in any kind of way. And you know, we definitely can't let them get away with it. But the truth is, when we fail to forgive others, we begin to carry all of these things in our hearts. It begins to manifest in our daily lives, in our responses, and it hinders our relationship with God. And honestly, forgiveness is for us. One thing that is hard for people to realize is that forgiveness is not for the other person. You need to understand that you may never get an apology. You may never receive closure. You may never get whatever it is that you are looking from the person who has caused you harm. And it doesn't matter what type of harm that is. Before I dive into some scripture, just remember these few things. Forgiving someone doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with them. Forgiveness also doesn't mean that you are weak. Forgiveness doesn't mean that what was done to you is okay. Forgiveness is choosing to embody Christ. The whole reason that God gave us his son was for us to be free. It is the ultimate act of forgiveness. And if you are a true believer in Christ, then there is no way that you should be carrying hate or anger in your heart for anyone. We must forgive because our Father forgives us. And believe it or not, the same people who have hurt you may be the same people that God sends you to help to test your faith. I think that we believe that because someone has done something quote unquote worse than we have done, that we get to condemn them. But in reality, judgment is reserved for the Lord, and vengeance is the Lord's. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35 says, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense." And get this, we should be praying that God forgives them as he has forgiven us. We must pray that they turn from their wicked ways and turn to God. This is a hard thing to do, and trust me, I know. But this is where many of us will miss the boat. One of the hardest things that I had to learn to do was pray for the father of my daughter. Even though he made it his life's mission to sabotage and stress me out, it probably was the most difficult thing that I had to do. But when I found out who I was in Christ Jesus, that task became easy. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17, and this is in the NIV translation. It says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. One of the biggest reasons I believe people have a hard time with forgiveness is because they don't know who they are in Christ. They are unfamiliar with the Word of God. You must focus more on God than anything or anyone else. My soul is more important than anything anyone has ever done or said to me. My seat in the kingdom is more valuable to me than trying to harbor anger and resentment for someone who may never actually care that they have caused me harm. I am not looking for the day that the Lord gets you back. I want to see the day that the Lord delivers you. So what does the Bible say about forgiveness? There are numerous scriptures on forgiveness. Let's start with Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. And again, this is in the NIV translation. And it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And so basically, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. And this is pretty much an easy concept to comprehend. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." But maybe a lot of you'll say, "Well, I am not a sinner." 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." We all sin. No matter how big or small you may think the sin is, we are all sinners. John chapter 8, verse 7 says, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." If we were perfect, we would not need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 28 says, "But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." And well, you may say, "How many times must I keep forgiving this same person?" Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 22 says, "How many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?" And Jesus replies, "70 times 7. Believe it or not, no matter how many times someone hurts you or sins against you, or whatever the case may be, we must continue to forgive them, just like God forgives us. We are not above God. And we most certainly are not better than Jesus. The student is not greater than the teacher. Christ's entire mission was to cleanse us and give us forgiveness for our sins. You are not allowed to be the judge and the jury. If God decided to reveal our sins, we would be highly embarrassed. And remember, to say that you are without sin is not the truth. Remember that Romans chapter 13, verse 8 lets us know that love fulfills the law. Remember that 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 lets us know that if you don't love, you don't know God, because God is love. Jesus left us with 2 commandments in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." All the law and the prophets hang on these 2 commandments. I leave with you this final thought. I know that you may face enemies and troubles at the hands of others, things that will hurt you beyond comprehension. But I encourage you to embody Christ and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Extend love and forgiveness to all as the scriptures instruct us to. We may not always get it right, but you must make an effort every day to forgive others. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 32 says, "Every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. And even in this, remember that the Lord is responsible for judgment." Signing off with love and forgiveness for episode 6 of the Proverbs podcast, this is Jaquise Price. Blessings to you all.